Of course, being a member of a political dynasty will only get you so far with some people. Not long ago, Justin Trudeau called up one of Canada's leading environmentalists, asking for his endorsement. The man at the other end of the phone was David Suzuki. Suzanne Goldenberg of The Guardian tells us what happened next.
David Suzuki began to berate him about the Keystone Pipeline, and it just escalated from there. I mean, according to David Suzuki's account, he ended up calling Justin Trudeau a twerp, and Trudeau called him sanctimonious. So that didn't go well in terms of endorsements at all.
Suzanne Goldenberg recounting the non-endorsement of Justin Trudeau by environmentalist David Suzuki. Goldenberg, who is Canadian herself, covers the environment in North America for The Guardian. As you just heard, the nub of the Trudeau-Suzuki disagreement was the Keystone XL pipeline. That's the controversial project that would pump oil from the tar sands of Alberta across the U.S. to the Texas coast. It was a big part of outgoing Prime Minister Stephen Harper's policy to develop Canada's fossil fuel resources. And on that issue, anyway, Goldenberg says Canada's Prime Minister-elect is promising not to change course.
Yes, Justin Trudeau, though he is different from Stephen Harper on the environment in a lot of ways, on this one issue, they are marching to the same tune. Justin Trudeau supports the Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, what about the tar sands themselves? That's where the Keystone oil would come from, and many Canadians and others say it's been public enemy number one, just a dirty, nasty source of fossil fuel.
That's right. I mean, Alberta and the tar sands alone are accounting for about a third of Canada's greenhouse gas emissions. So that's a big share, and that kind of carbon pollution is rising. Now, here it is where it gets complicated. Justin Trudeau, during the campaign, attacked Stephen Harper for his environmental policies for expanding production of the tar sands. Justin Trudeau says he's going to do something about climate change, but we don't yet know exactly what.
Right. A little ambiguous. Basically, what you're saying is that Justin Trudeau supports Keystone, but doesn't support the tar sands. That's kind of trying to have his cake and eat it, too.
Absolutely. I mean, he supports Keystone, but there's other pipelines he doesn't like. And he says something that's quite interesting, and I think you're going to see the way forward here, is that basically, I think what he will try to do to make the case to Canadians is to say, if we are going to be pumping out this oil, let's refine it in Canada first, let's create jobs in Canada first, and then let the oil go. So he might want to sort of give something to the oil refining industry and then create more political space to act on climate change. And I mean, almost immediately after the results were announced, he sort of called Elizabeth May, who is the Green Party leader, and she said to him, look, you can't wait till after the big climate conference in Paris in December. You have to show us now what you're going to do on the environment. And I can expect that we're going to see a lot more calls like that for Justin Trudeau to set himself apart from Stephen Harper.
So any indications that Justin Trudeau might, you know, the word, evolve on these issues once he gets into office?
Oh, I think he will evolve. I mean, you know, no matter what Justin Trudeau's personal view of the Keystone Pipeline, you know, the situation for the Keystone is not looking very promising. One, the global oil prices are really low. It's making it uneconomic to sort of build new projects in the Alberta tar sands. Two, there was another very important election in Canada earlier this year. There's a left-wing government now in the province of Alberta where the tar sands are located. And the Premier, Rachel Notley, has said she does not support the Keystone Pipeline. So there's a lot of doubt about Keystone with or without Justin Trudeau in power.
Suzanne Goldenberg, who covers the environment in North America for The Guardian, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks.